Hey.
Hey. Episode 7.
Episode 7.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time I had a relationship that's lasted more than 7 weeks, so.
8 years with me, bitch.
Okay.
That counts, right?
I mean, sure, yeah, in like a metaphorical way, yeah, for sure.
Okay, as long as it
You're like,
counts.
I'll take it.
It gets.
So, no big. How are you doing, friend?
I'm good. My
Yeah.
dailies are complete.
On Neopets, just to be
Yep.
clear.
Yep, dailies on Neopets are complete. I'm drinking vodka for the first time in a hot minute, so.
Mixed with
Diet Coke, of course.
perfect,
So
perfect.
we're doing good. It was a little rainy, so I didn't get to walk with you today, but yeah, doing good other than that. How are you?
I'm doing well, just looking forward to the weekend,
It's
like,
Tuesday.
I know, but like I'm already looking at the weekend like. Oh, I sound like a radio host, you know what I mean? At like 8:22 a.m. on like a Thursday morning, like looking forward to that weekend, folks.
Yep.
Like exactly that, like energy.
Traffic on the 215.
And looking forward to that weekend. Back to you, Jen.
And this weekend brought to you by
Viagra.
Margaritaville.
Oh.
Let's let Jimmy Buffett take us into the weekend with a little Margaritaville.
Love Wine Wednesday, right, girls? Hump day. I'm one of those office people now who like will fall into like every cliche you can get into for like Monday through Friday to the point, I mean, like on Mondays, like, oh, how you doing? It's Monday. Oh, just another one of those Mondays, And then Wednesday's like hump day, halfway there. Yes, can't wait. Thursday is like, oh, happy Friday, Junior. You were gonna say ew.
No, I say that all the time. Every time
Friday,
I'm like, so how's your
Junior.
Friday Junior treating you?
Yep.
What I was gonna say is like Tuesday's the unsung hero. You know what I mean? Like Tuesdays, they aren't as bad as
Tuesday.
Mondays, but they're not like
It's
hump
not
day yet.
really like, yeah, it's just kind of there. I'm not a big Tuesday fan. But then Friday, what automatically comes out of your mouth the second you walk into work? TGIF! Right, girls? Like, that's what working in an office has done to me. It's horrible. So when I didn't get to tell you this earlier. When I was driving home from work yesterday, it was just another Monday. So busy. It was a busy day, and I'm driving home, and I'm at a red light, and
Okay.
I'm just minding my own business, and I look in my rearview mirror because I don't know, I just have the habit of doing that at lights because like you can see people like pretty clearly. Especially in the daytime, So I just like glance in the rearview mirror, and this woman in like a blue van is behind me, and she's the only one in the car. And I see her like look to her right, look to her left, like she was like kind of scoping for a second. And I was like, "Ooh, what's she doing? Like, who's she keeping an eye out for?"
Yeah.
And she pulls up this like little like gold like vial, like it was just like a couple inches in length, and she puts one finger over a nostril and fucking takes a bump.
Shut up.
Swear to God, I was like, oh, this is a nice neighborhood. She literally took a bump of coke, and then I saw her like rub her nose, like her nostril after. And I was like, I'm on my way. I gotta go.
I got. Was this to or home from work?
Home. It was the end of my day. And I was like, you know what?
Wow.
pure Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I mean, listen, it, you know, just you never know what people be going through, you know?
I mean,
you never know who, when you're just like, you know, having them pull up behind you at the stoplight, you never know who who's going to just do a line of coke, who really needs it, you know?
She really sped up after pedal on the metal. She was she was the energy of a bunny.
Wow. I mean, like, that must have been a rough Monday.
Seriously, she was, like, worse.
It, like, I get it, like, going into work to, like, get yourself ready for the day. But, like, on your way home.
On your way home, she had to do a bump of coke. Who knows if she was coming home from work or not. We'll never truly know.
We'll never truly know.
I mean, I might see her again somehow, but she was totally scoping out the area, making sure no one was watching, except Keith in his rearview mirror. And she did a bump of coke.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
When you think you've seen it all, right?
Right. I don't. I was just like, all right, I gotta go home. I'm tired.
Wow. I gotta go home. I'm tired. Well, if you would have had some of her coke, you wouldn't have been.
No, seriously. I mean, she didn't share. But I'm just kidding.
How rude. She, like, gets out of her car. She, like, sees you look at her in the rearview mirror. She, like, gets out of her car. She, like, walks over.
Like, one of those people who, like, wear yellow vests with, like, Folgers cans cut in half, like, collecting change for some, like, questionable charity that, like, doesn't exist. But they have, like, some Tootsie Rolls. So you're like, I'll give them a buck.
Yeah. A buck for a Tootsie Roll.
A buck for a Tootsie Roll. And that's the name of our podcast, folks. I hear you clicking. Are you still doing days on Neopets? I can hear you. You snake. You were like, I'm done. I'm done. And then I hear you fucking playing Meerkat Chase.
No! I just took some things out of my safety deposit box once I realized that they weren't worth any deal points anymore.
So basically that takes priority over our podcast.
What? I was multitasking. I have undiagnosed adult ADHD.
You were like, I'll close my laptop when you call. I was like, okay, Brooke. Shout out to Brooke. We love
Shout
you.
Shout out to Brooke.
You know this episode. I mean, not just this episode. Every episode is a fucking love letter to you. So, we love you.
Listen, Brooke would appreciate that I was playing Neopets right now.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait till she listens to this. And she'll be like, that really resonated with me with that. Stacey stopped paying attention to Keith talking to play Neopets.
Listen, did I ever stop paying attention to you? No.
Let's take a poll. At KC9, email to
Hoots and a Holler. No! At to Hoots and a Holler. Drift?
Did Stacey lose interest towards the end?
I can't with you. You're in the wrong. What? You're in the wrong.
Okay, well, we never got any answers to our last poll. Nope. So, I don't have high hopes for this one, but, send your vote in to Two Hoots and a Holler. That's the number 2 HOOTZ and a Holler at gmail.com. And we would just like to give a special welcome to our listener in Saudi Arabia and Germany.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. If you're still listening, I hope you stay with us and share it with your friends. But on our demographic, like geographic breakdown or whatever, we have a listener in Saudi Arabia and Germany. So,
yep.
Thank you.
We are international.
We're international, baby. Taking it international. Now, this is episode 7.
That it is.
We are a little established in our routine. Like, we're getting our groove. Like, giving the people what they want every episode.
I don't know where you're going with this.
And where I'm going with this is do 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 Stacey.
Happy birthday to me.
Episode 7 is...
Birthday!
I don't know who I owe for singing that birthday song, but it is copyrighted. And,
Should I put my birthday hat on? I have a Lego birthday hat, like a little party hat. Should I put that on for the episode?
Wait, you're not wearing it already?
I mean, I wanted to see if we should make it exclusive for our Patreon subscribers.
That's the next goal on the Google Doc.
It really is. We need to. We do, because we all know that the true podcast listeners aren't on Twitter, aren't on Instagram, aren't. They're on the Anchor podcast, Spotify, and Patreon. Like, that's what you get.
Well, Brooke is our number one listener, and she's on Twitter.
But does she listen to us on Twitter? No.
Oh, no. I think she's a Spotify gal. So yeah, episode
you mean
seven.
She's not an Anchor gal, which means you can have your own podcast on Anchor if you really wanted to.
With Anchor, you can record with family and or friends. No, we're not getting paid by Anchor yet.
Yet. We just need like 1,000 people. Spike in yeah, Germany. Wait till we wait till they play us at like the next UN council meeting, and then we're like the hit.
And then we'll get $15 that we deserve
for every 1,000 listens.
That's a little extensive, but
oh, my party hat broke.
That's a bad omen for the birthday episode.
Well, we're talking about many different forms of birthdays on this episode, Keith.
Forms of birthdays?
Okay. Good birthdays, bad birthdays, forms of birthdays.
So, before I dive through this Anchor podcast, coming in from stage right, we have our amazing Stacy.
Oh, God tried to make me pretty, but he forgot the R. coming in from stage left, we have Keithy Ken.
I like my men how I like my coffee. Incapable of loving me back.
That's a good one.
I've been workshopping it.
Incapable of loving me back. Wow.
Damn. All right.
Damn.
So, our topic of the evening is birthdays.
It is birthdays.
So I guess kicking it off, I'll do a little icebreaker question. What's your general outlook on birthdays in general? Like, I mean, do you get, like, excited only for yours, for other people? Could you pass them? Like, what's your outlook?
I love birthdays. I really do. Yeah. I think they're a hoot and a half, for lack of a better term. You know, it's my favorite term. Mm-hmm. I love birthdays. I understand that some people don't, but I love them. I love my birthday. I love other people's birthdays. I love celebrating the birthday of things. Christ. You know, maybe not, but you know, you made it an extra year.
You made it.
So let's celebrate it. You know, like let's just take a day to celebrate you.
Right. I mean, you made one extra lap around the sun.
It's a big feat.
That's a bit, yeah, seriously. And are you still playing Neopets?
No, I'm taking a picture of myself and my birthday hat for you.
Okay, I guess I'll let that one slide. Hey, which, by the way, let's not reveal any deep details about what I texted you right before I called you. Did you look at my Did you look at my screenshot?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think about, because remember when I told you what I sent and you were like, you sent that? And I was like, yeah. And then I said he didn't reply. Yeah, look, what do you think about that?
I think, you know, he didn't say anything about what you said just about the show. So
no, laughed at what I said.
Okay, yeah. Laughed at what you said in a very big laugh. It was like, ha, 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 ha.
Exactly. So, like, you took the time to add those extra ha's.
Exactly.
So, oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
Is this Pennywise? Is this it?
Are you a clown?
Well, do you like clowns?
No.
Then I'm a fucking clown. Oh, the drag queen, shout out our girl.
Iconic. Love her. Iconic.
Love her. So
so how about you though? What do you think about birthdays?
You know I love birthdays. I love my birthday the most, not gonna lie.
Of course.
Are you distracting me with questions and then clicking on the open?
I'm not, my hands are in my little skirt pocket. I'm not even sitting on my bed.
I need to hear about your personal life.
Oh, you can stop that right now.
Are you in the living room?
No, I'm standing up in my room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're cute.
Thank y'all.
I love birthdays. Everyone knows I love my birthday. My mom's always like, oh, it's 2 months before your birthday. Are you counting down yet? I'm like, wow. Shady.
You're like, I've been counting down all year.
All year. Oh, yeah. It was August 23rd a couple days ago, and I was like, 4 months to my birthday! And that's when I texted you about the idea of the birthday episode. I was like, if you want to wait until your birthday, like, we can, but it's like a funny topic to dive into because your birthday is kind of coming up in like a month and a half, basically.
Yeah, do the math for me because I have no idea how long until it is.
Let's see, the 25th, 6th, 14th, 20, 1 month and 20 days to your birthday.
Ooh!
That was fast, yeah.
You got that quick math.
Yeah, so your birthday's in 1 month and 20 days and you'll be 27?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, another year older.
Another year wiser, right?
Exactly. I mean, honestly, the age thing doesn't necessarily bother me. No. It never really bothered me when I was younger. It doesn't bother me now. I know that I'm going to get older, so I'm just going to try and make it last the fun that I'm having at that time. Right. And just take it. I can't change it. So celebrate it. Why not? Yeah. Hey, it's one step closer
to the grave.
To retirement.
Oh.
Till cashing in on that Social Security check and my retirement. Like, right. And I ain't got to work. I ain't got to pick up a pen if I don't want to. I ain't got to get out of bed if I don't want to.
Right. No, I mean, when people are like, oh, like, I don't want to turn another year or I'm aging, I'm like that annoying person who will go like, well, aging is a blessing that a lot of people don't get, you know, to.
I mean, it's have. True.
So, I mean, yeah, like, we're getting older. We're all basically just, like, rotting, decomposing flesh. But that's something we just have to accept. And, like, my grandfather, Zatra, always said, you're born, you live, you die. That's life. So.
There it is. Like, that's life.
That's life. Mic drop. It's like true. I mean, like, yeah, like, it's inevitable we're all going to like die, but like, you gotta like, oh, make the most of it. Oh, this just got dark.
It got real dark real
it got
quick.
Dark. I was like,
we're all gonna die.
Did you hear that a fucking asteroid is like lined up to collide with the Earth the day before the election?
So is that why, what's her name, the something Baba, whatever. It's like Baba Yaga, but it's not.
Bless you.
I love that that's your new thing, by the way. No, there was like this medium or whatever. I know we're segueing for birthdays, but there was this medium or prophet or something like that. And she said that Donald Trump, or like this president that we have this year, would be our last president, period. Oh, like we wouldn't have Yeah, we wouldn't have like a president outside of this person. And if there really is an asteroid that's supposed to be coming right before the
Didn't she like die though?
She did, but she predicted a ton of shit that ended up being true.
Because I remember Bob and Monet talking about this, and I don't think she said Donald Trump specifically.
Yeah, I don't think she said Donald Trump specifically. I think she just said this number of president, or like this year, yeah, or something regarding right. like this would be our last one.
Well,
so it could either mean that there's an asteroid coming, or we're going to a dictatorship. You know, either or. Let's see what happens.
Okay, this is a really bright podcast. No, but you know, when they advertise that shit, like, I've seen, honestly, like, being on social media the last couple days, I've probably seen, like, 4 to 5 different articles on this asteroid, and, like, those asteroids, like, burn up and, like, break apart, like, while going through the different layers, like, of the atmosphere. Like, asteroids, little rock asteroids, like, hit the Earth, like, all the time, but they're just, like, the size of, like, your fist, you know?
So, what's this one supposed to be? What size is this one supposed to be?
I didn't fucking measure it, Stacey.
Okay, but you're the one who's had like 4 or 5 different articles. You're the first person bringing it up. I haven't heard about it before you. Yeah, you're the expert. I'm not like extensively
reading on it. I'm reading the comments. People being like, "Thank God, lol." I'm like, "Deborah, are you okay?
Are you into bestiality, Sandra?
Are you into bestiality, Sandra?" But I don't know. I feel like it's just like something to post just to like, I don't want to, no, not like distract from anything that's going on, obviously, because enough shit's fucking going on. But like, these kind of things like happen all the time, but they're not like reported like it is right now.
Oh, and 100%. Of course,
why does everyone have to say like the day before the election, the day before the election? Every fucking title had that.
It's yeah, quicker. And that's the thing too. On top of it, it's like so, like you said, so much stuff normally goes under the radar. Right. And like, don't get me wrong, 2020 has been a crazy year. We did not realize that this is what was in store for us.
Everyone was like, 2020 is gonna be my year.
Well, think about it.
I know.
Like Valentine's Day was like, yeah. Halloween's like on a Saturday or something. Christmas is on a Friday, which means New Year's is on a Friday.
I mean, no. Halloween's on a Saturday, like.
And then St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like Valentine's Day was on a Friday or something like that. Yeah,
everyone was like, 2020, like can't wait. It's gonna be the best. Well, that's another podcast. Never mind. Anyway.
So
swing it in.
I hope that we can get to your birthday this year and we don't have an asteroid that hits, because that means I'll get to celebrate mine, but then we won't get to celebrate yours.
I know, and you know how much like my birthday just like resonates with me. It's my favorite day. Like, the day's all about me. Like,
you're a Capricorn, yes.
Attention and just like love, and I just love it. But you'll be 27 October 14th. I know your birthday, and you don't know mine.
December 23rd.
Okay. So you'll be 27, but in Decembre this year, are you into bestiality, Sandra? In Decembre this year, I'll be 29.
But that's like awesome, dude.
The tip of my 20s, honey.
Literally, you are going to be on that precipice and just ready to swan dive into the unknown.
Into the unknown.
Like, I feel like you are ready for it. You're ready for that next step. I feel like you are.
I mean, they say people of like our generation, and I agree with it, to be honest. Like, the 30s are the new 20s, because like in your 20s, like, you're still like bopping around trying to get established, and then like mid to late 20s, like, you get like a job you can be secure in, and then like your 30s, you're more like financially stable, like, know what you got going on. So I'm not like anxious for my 30s, and also I still look like I'm 22. So
you do.
Thank you. I still get carded everywhere I go. But for the first time, where was I cashing out? Like Meijer or something? I was buying like a case of White Claws or something, and the girl carded me. And she was like, "Lower your mask." I was like, "Damn." I gave her my ID and she was like, lower your mask. I was like, okay, Sandra.
Okay.
And that just honestly hasn't happened yet during COVID, but moving on.
Damn.
So,
but no, I mean, you're right. We're definitely like 30s are the new 20s. We're going to have a hoot and a half. But also on top of it, we weren't like, not to get like too crazy, but like the reason why that happened, at least in my opinion, is like, look at what happened to the world when we were like about to get out of college / getting out of college.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a recession, you know, the one that was supposed to be the worst of all time. And here we are. But
plot twist.
So we had that. And then we all went to college and then everything was kind of like, we don't need to rush. We don't need to settle down. We can just bebop along. And everyone hated our generation anyway. So we were like, we're just going to keep, you know, trying to break through. Everyone thinks we're so crazy and crappy. Right. And now here we are just like living our lives. And now everyone's kind of jealous of us because we don't really care what everyone else has to say. And like, we do think that 30s are going to be the new 20s. And you're about to be jumping off that cliff right there, jumping off that diving board. And I feel like we're all going to thrive in our 30s. 30, yeah. Flirty, and thriving.
That's my line. So a phrase that I always like to say is worst birthday ever.
And say it all the time. I say it all the time.
All the time. No matter what the situation is, it's literally no one's birthday. It's just like something I'm upset about. I just say worst birthday ever. And there is a true story behind this. And Brooke, who is listening, will appreciate it. No, literally, she'll appreciate it because she was there for this infamous event. Flashback, Boston's Pizza at Hall and Hayes, 2011 or 12, maybe. We went to Boston's for our friend. Her name is Alexis, and I can say her name because I know she's not listening to this podcast. So, Alexis, we're not friends anymore. It's been years since I've talked to her. We were at Boston's for her birthday because that was like the birthday spot. Like,
yeah,
you could do a birthday get together for me there. Like, they could like do big parties. Like, they had drink specials. Like,
dude, the drink special. Your birthday, we went for like a Monday or something like that. And the reason we went on a Monday was because,
right?
And like, it was like half off your entire bar tab on Mondays.
Yeah. If you work in the service industry, they had like a service industry night, like Monday or Tuesday. And you legit got 50% off your entire bill. Like, drinks, food, whatever.
Yeah.
So, it was, like, the birthday spot. So, this was Alexis's 21st birthday. And she was dating this guy at the time whose name literally gun to my head. Could not even tell you his name. Dating this guy. You're like, okay. Damn. No, but, like, I just mean, like, that's how insane this person was. Maybe, like, Mike or some, like, generic hetero name. So, Alexis is dating Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. So, it's her birthday at Boston's, and Mike was invited because they were dating at the time. But, like, I don't know if they got in, like, a fight beforehand. I don't know the exact situation. But basically, Mike no-showed to Alexis' birthday dinner. Meanwhile, Brooke is my DD. So, shout out to Brooke. I remember you were my DD that night. Because I don't think she was 21 yet. So I probably had a couple margaritas, you know. So we're outside. We're on the patio. Her birthday's June 23rd. And I would always joke that her birthday was my half birthday because I'm December 23rd.
Oh, yeah.
So every year on Alexis's birthday, I was like, happy half birthday to me. And you can picture this so well.
Yes.
I was like, happy half birthday, Keith. So we're at Boston, you know, we're on the patio. Mike no shows. It's my half birthday.
Wow.
And at like midnight were like, happy birthday, Alexis. And then all the fucking Adderall addicted waitresses stop rolling silverware and come out.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
It's a fucking mess.
You know I'm right though, right?
Yes.
So I go on Twitter, it's a little after midnight, and Alexis is visibly upset that Mike no-showed for her 21st birthday dinner.
Wow.
And Alexis tweeted, worst birthday ever. Meanwhile, she's at a table with like 10 of her friends who took the night to come out to celebrate this bitch's birthday. And then proceeds to openly post on social media, worst
birthday ever.
So, ever since then, and Brooke and I joke about it a lot, but, like, I still always say worst birthday ever for, like, any situation that, like, I don't like or makes me upset. And the best thing about it is, like, if I accidentally, like, let it slip out for someone who, like, doesn't know, like, when my birthday is, but, and, like, I'm like, worst birthday ever or something. They're like, oh, it's your birthday? Oh, my God. Like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, it's not. It's just, like, a weird fucked up phrase I have from 8 years ago.
I was fully expecting that to go to a different place for you to be like, yeah, and I just like let them make me think it's my birthday for the whole day.
No, I'm like, no, it's not really my birthday, and they're like, okay. Bye.
Clean up on aisle weirdo over here.
Yeah, seriously, it's like March 10th. I'm like, worst birthday ever. So that's the true origin story of why I say worst birthday ever. I mean, it just, you can like tie it into like any situation. If you're just upset, like bad day, something happens you don't like, you're just like, worst birthday ever.
Worst birthday ever.
I probably honestly have like a screenshot of her tweet like all the way from back then. So check out the Patreon.
I mean, you have every single picture you've ever taken in your entire life saved on your cloud. So I bet it's there.
Yeah, I have like 40,000 pictures, so
like 40,000, not 400, not like 4,200, no, like 40,000.
I'll give you an exact number right now. Ugh. Right now, I on my photos on my iPhone, I have 46,911 pictures.
Like, you're almost to 50,000. Like, you're not close, you're closer to 50,000 than you are 40,000.
Oh, 100%. I'm about to hit 47,000.
Oh my God.
So anyway, worst birthday ever. That was the situation I got to live through. And like, would you describe one of your birthdays? If you had to put that title to one of them, would you say it was the worst birthday ever?
Okay, so
oh my God.
You know the show Sweet 16?
Oh, of course. Gonna spread my wings.
Sweet 16. And besides having a very special place in our cabaret, exactly. I was turning 16. And the crazy part about this birthday, I think it was strictly based on the fact of like where my birthday falls and all that stuff, because I had just moved
to Vegas.
And, yeah, to Vegas. I was in high school. So it's already hard enough, like moving in high school in general and like going to a new high school, but I literally moved between my sophomore and junior year.
Yeah.
So like all of the friends that you just made, you're like starting to build those relationships, you know, whatever. Long story short.
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
I moved to Vegas and it's my sweet 16 because my birthday's in October, as we've said. So the school year had like just started at this point. Like it was only a couple months in, maybe even that. So I didn't really know anyone yet, but at the same time, like, I felt weird not inviting anyone over to a birthday. So I kind of, like, didn't have many people to pick from in, like, terms of my friends to invite over for this party, but I did have a few. One of them being my friend Ashley, who we could reconnect somehow, but basically Ashley was from Michigan.
Oh.
And we connected because she went to Karen School of Dance. Like, she went to, like, lived in the Metro Detroit area. Didn't, like, she lived somewhere else. Like, she lived close to us. And she knew a bunch of people that I also knew. And so when we both realized we were going to school down there, we instantly connected, bonded, all that stuff. So, of course, I invited her to my birthday. I invited some other people. And they, you know, said, they'll let me know if they're going to come. You know, the casual, I don't know yet. But also, at the same time, we weren't old enough to be driving ourselves.
Right, so, like, you were, like, the second option.
I mean, because their parents would have to drive us or something like that. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what Tammy told you. Go on.
Anyways, don't make this even sadder than it already is.
Okay.
And so of all the people I invited a small handful of people. And then I ended up inviting this one girl. And her name is Taylor. And she, like, had a crush on me.
Ooh.
And so I was like, my mom was like, okay, who do you think's coming over earlier that day? And I was like, well, a few people. And what we planned on doing for my birthday, because Where the Wild Things Are, that the live action movie of it had come out.
Oh, okay.
How emo kid of me, yes. And I was like, let's all go to, let's all go to the movies. And
let's
also,
all
like
go to the movies. Okay.
Yes. It's more than just a movie. It's a big night out.
Oh, you would be the person who clapped.
I would be an MJR clapper, yes.
I know.
Anyways, I was like, yeah, I have a couple people coming over. But the thing was, is that, like, we were going to go to the movies. It was the only thing out at the time. And so my mom was like, okay. So she had got a spread with, like, a ton of food and all this kind of stuff. And then we went to the movies. And I think I had my, like, permit at that time or something like that. I must have. Because I drove, and some people were like either gonna meet us at the movies or something like that, but this girl Taylor had come over.
Oh.
And she had come over, and I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, she's meeting at my place, and then I'm gonna take her to the movies. Well, while I was gone, my mom, like, if I remember correctly, I could have just made this up because it was so sad without it. If I remember correctly, my mom had, like, set up all of the desserts and stuff and, like, set up the cake and then all of, like, the snacks and food and everything like that for us for when we come back from the movies to do, like, cake and stuff. And so long story short, Taylor and I get in the car. It's very awkward. And we end up at the movies somehow. We end up, like, in the back row. And I, like, had a whole row of seats. And no one showed up. It was just me and Taylor. And I know. And so it was just me and Taylor. And the only reason she was there was because she had a crush on me anyways. It wasn't because she was, like, a close friend or anything like that. And so then after the movie was over, I was, like, a little hurt. And I was like, no one came. And so then I called Ashley afterwards, or I texted her, one of the two. I forgot which one I did. And I was like, so are you coming over? When are you coming? Like, you didn't come. Like, are you coming? I think this was before the movie. I don't know when it was. But all I remember is that I had texted or called Ashley, and she had said, oh, we moved back to Michigan today. And I was like, on my birthday?
On my sweet 16.
Literally. I was like, on my birthday. And she was like, yeah, we just, like, my mom told me at the last minute today, we just had to go.
What the fuck? Is she a drug dealer? Like,
No, it was a weird situation. I don't really know all of it 100%, but it was a weird situation with them. And yeah, straight up, I guess they, like, drove back across country to move home and stuff like that on my birthday.
You the day before,
right? And I think it was also because she felt bad because she didn't want to be like, oh, by the way, I'm ruining your birthday, but, like, she ruined my birthday because she moved, which is, like, my one friend.
You need to watch Where the Wild Things Are with a girl you didn't like in an empty row.
Yeah, and then I get back, and my mom had a cake and everything like that, and my mom was expecting me to, like, have friends come over, and no one came over besides this Taylor girl. So then my mom is, like, in her office working or just, like, hanging out, whatever, so we can have some space because she thinks that Taylor's just a friend, but I didn't want to be in the same room as her anyways at that point. And it was, like, too cold. We couldn't go into the pool, and it was too dark and stuff, so, like, we ended up, like, ended up just being, like, a hangout of me and Taylor, and it was my 16th birthday. And then the craziest part was I had gone to school, and they're like, what'd you do over the weekend? I was like, yeah, I had my birthday, like, no big deal. And everyone was like, oh my god, it was your birthday. In the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, either I'm not close enough with any of you people I'm talking to right now, or, you know, like, y'all didn't come. And it was, yeah. And everyone felt so bad about it afterwards. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. But I had to literally eat my birthday cake like by myself because Taylor left and I wouldn't have any cake before I left. It was just like, you know what? And so I had to have my cake by myself on my sweet 16. And it became like the running joke of like, everyone would be like, oh my God, I can picture you sitting there alone eating your birthday cake. And I was like,
Alone.
So, yeah, I would say
Oh,
that that would
man.
kind of constitute as one of the worst birthdays
Oh my
ever.
God.
But all, yeah.
Yeah. Worst birthday ever.
Worst birthday ever.
Are you more, I mean, are you like a cake or ice cream kind of person or both for the birthday?
Ooh. I think it that's difficult because I do love an ice cream
Me
cake.
too.
I love an ice cream cake, but I don't like just ice cream. You know what I mean? So if it's just, I also do love cake though.
Nope,
I do love
I'm total
cake.
opposite. I love ice cream cake. I don't like cake by itself, but I love ice cream.
Well, see, that's why we're a match made in heaven because I have the cake, you have the ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah, I want my cake and I want to eat it too.
But you don't want your cake. You want
Right,
your ice cream.
right. I want my ice cream cake and I
There
want it
you go.
Are
But
you?
yeah, so that was mine. How about you?
What, my worst birthday?
Yeah, like do you have a worse birthday or do you only have like good ones?
None of, I love all my birthdays. I mean, one was a little black mark, but we're not gonna get into that. But I love my birthday. That's exclusive. That's not even for the Patreon. That's Keith's deepest journal thoughts.
I don't think I even know the whole story.
You don't need to. Maybe another time off the podcast. Are you good at remembering people's birthdays or do you forget them?
Honestly, it's like 50-50. Like, sounds
Okay.
like such a BS answer. There are some people's birthdays who I instinctively just like know and remember. And then there's some people's birthdays that I just can't to save my life. It's like phone numbers. There's some phone numbers I remember like the first time I hear it. And there's some I will never be able to memorize. So what I do though is I put everyone's birthday in my phone and I set it to repeat yearly
Yeah, that's smart.
as an extra added help. How about you?
So you truly don't remember mine. I'm.
Yours, okay, yours is one of those that falls into that easy category, okay, you Capricorn? Jesus.
Yes, I am close to Jesus's birthday. Thank you.
Thought you were gonna say, yes, I am Jesus. Thank you.
Was option numero dos.
Yes!
No, but like my birthday being so close to Christmas, when people, you know, if it's like a general conversation or like getting to know all about you. What the fuck is that metal ass scraping in the background? Fucking.
Bottle. Keep singing.
Right. So when I tell people, I'm like, oh, my birthday is December 23rd, they're like, oh my gosh, like that's so close to birth, like Jesus's birthday, like our Lord and Savior's birthday. Like, how do you like cope with that? I'm like, oh my God, why do so many people ask me that? Probably just like continue conversation. So I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, like it does suck because I've had like friends, coworkers, whatever, being like, here's your birthday Christmas gift. And I'm like, your birthday's in June, Sandra. Like, you get two separate gifts, you get two separate acknowledgments. People mash it together. I had relatives in my youth like give me like a birthday gift and Christmas wrapping paper and be like, oh, Merry Christmas. I'm like, it's my birthday, Uncle Auntie Sandra. So.
Wow, they are scamming. They're cheap.
I know, no, 100% they are. But I will on this podcast fully give my parents props for like doing a really good job of separating them. So, like, I get spoiled as fuck, like, on my birthday, but then I also get spoiled as fuck on Christmas. So, like, instead of getting, like, gifts in June and then gifts in December, I get, like, double the gifts in December. So,
wow.
So basically, no major complaints. Did I ever tell you about the time I was, it was actually my sweet 16, and it was right around the time Hairspray, the movie, came out with Nikki Blonsky and Amanda, you know. So I was really into Hairspray, and for my 16th birthday, I had like a Hairspray 60s like themed party.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and it was like I was in like marching band in high school at the time, so it was like five or six of my girlfriends from high school, and we all wore like 60s outfits. I probably have some pictures buried somewhere. And it got to the point, do you know like the promo picture for Hairspray? Like it had like nine boxes and then like half the person's face and the hair going up. I fucking made one of those.
Shut up.
For the people who were at the party, because we took
pictures. Obsessed.
So that'll be in our Patreon. I'll find it.
Love that.
Patreon. So I had a Hairspray themed birthday, and we learned the choreography to Lady's Choice, the added Zac Efron song for the movie. And I remember, like, I think my mom, like, filmed us doing it on the front porch. I'm like, you didn't know I was gay when I was 16, but, like, I had my mom film me and my girlfriends doing the choreo to Lady's Choice.
Decked out in full costume.
In full 60s costume. I even did, like, the Link Larkin, like, little swoop curl. Like, I was fully dedicated. So, this girl, let's just call her Katie Nowinski, this and like we were friends in like 9th and 10th grade, like we hung out like outside of band and whatever. So like they gave me gifts and stuff, and she gave me a Blockbuster gift card. Let's just show how old I am right here. It was a Blockbuster gift card in like a Blockbuster sleeve, and it said like $20 or something. And I distinctly remember, I don't think I ever told you this. So, like, a couple weeks later, I go to Blockbuster. Jesus Christ. What year is it? I go to Blockbuster, and I get a couple things. I think I'm with, like, I don't know, because I was, like, 16 or 17. Like,
yeah.
So, I might have been by myself, maybe with Brooke or something. I don't remember. But I went to use her gift card, and the cashier was like, there's a $0 balance on it.
So either she gave you an empty one, or she straight up didn't put, like, she used it and then gave it to you. She either gave you one that she forgot to put money on or used it.
Yeah. I will, like, never forget that, honestly.
Wow.
I know. Talk about a re-gift. Jeez.
Jesus.
Did you ever like re-gift stuff? Or
I mean, I would re-gift stuff every once in a while, but like it would be like, you know, my mom like gave me jewelry that I never ended up wearing, so then I would give it to my friends or something like that. Or like,
right,
or I would, you know, especially when I was younger, I don't necessarily do it now unless it's like something that's like completely, I don't know. I don't think I've re-gifted something now. I think it was more so when I was younger, when like you didn't like have money to go buy gifts from your friends, but you wanted to make sure that you had something for them that like your parents didn't pay for and stuff.
Yep. So you have to something.
Yeah, no, yep. For sure. One of those. But what your story made me think of something that I wanted to bring up, but it was like fleeting for a second.
Oh, fleeting.
Oh my gosh. You bringing up you and your friends dancing reminds me of like one of my funnest birthday parties.
Oh.
When I was younger. And it literally just brought something back. I haven't thought about this in years. But I always wanted like a surprise birthday party. And I always have to catch myself and say, like, nowadays I'm like, oh, I want a surprise birthday party. But I have to catch myself and say, I've already had one because my mom, when I was younger, I was dancing at my dance studio I was at, and you could do like your birthdays there. And what they would do was that you could invite your friends, and there would be like a little, it would be like on a Saturday or something, yeah. And you would learn a little routine and take a dance class together. And then you could have like cake and all of your other stuff in one of the other dance rooms and, you know, kind of have a studio to yourself. And so my mom did that for me when I was younger with like a huge group of my friends. I was like probably in middle school. So like my stepbrother had to be there. So he was there. My two really close friends from school, then my two really close dance friends and stuff. And that just made me think of, I haven't thought of that in forever, but yeah, there was like a huge surprise. My mom had like, cause she was a graphic designer. So she had like made the cards, and then she told me, she like stuffed all the cards and then just told me to hand them out. And I was like, that's weird. But in the cards, there was a little slip that said, you know, don't tell Stacy, but it's a surprise. And so I like passed out all the cards to all my friends, and then they all came to a surprise little birthday party at my dance studio. We had a dance class. It was so much fun. Yeah, and that was like one of my favorites.
How old were you?
I was in middle school. So I was like 7th or 8th grade. I think 7th grade.
They're like,
for sure.
Tell Stacy, we're trying to make this better than the Sweet 16 she's going to endure.
Literally trying to. I mean, I had a few other good birthdays, but like that just made me think of one, and that was such a fun time. Such a walk down memory lane. I think I saw some pictures. My grandma still has some. I'll have to find them
and post them on the Patreon.
Yeah, no, you can see like me and my school friends and stuff, and they're all doing whatever, and then you see my dance friends who come decked out in like full dance uniform, and then you see my regular friends who come in like jeans or like sweatpants they can move in. And then you see my stepbrother who comes decked out in like tight black skinny jeans and like an emo band hoodie with his hair on his face, and he's trying to dance. It was a good time.
Aww.
Yeah. But yeah.
So you're old.
Yeah.
that's my takeaway from all this.
Simpler times.
I have a High School Musical pin that says birthday star, and I wear it on all my birthdays.
You didn't wear it last birthday?
I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I'm pretty sure we ordered food from a place that was closed.
Why are you... No. This isn't a wee thing that we did on your birthday. You.
This was a wee thing because we were no, like looking. You... Well, didn't wasn't it like a Sunday, and I was really upset that it was like a Sunday.
Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean it's Saturday.
Stacy said that at least 20 times on my last birthday because I kept thinking it was Saturday.
But it wasn't. It was but it Sunday. Wasn't.
I know.
And then we ordered food. That was a fun birthday, though. But then you ordered food.
You wanted to get it. Ordered food. Okay.
Yeah, you ordered food. And you asked us what we wanted. And we were going to get pizza from your pizza place.
I don't own it. I was like, here's a pizza place.
It's like your go-to.
It's not my go-to. Don't put those words in my mouth. The one in Mount Clemens where I used to work is, yes.
Heard.
Work.
Work the world.
Work the world.
Anyways. So yeah, Keith on his birthday ordered pizza for us, for me, and then two of his other friends who are just lovely, by the way.
Oh,
and so we were all hanging out at his place for his birthday because plans for Boston's fell through.
Why did that fall apart again? Did we just not like want to drive there?
No.
What happened? I forgot.
Because Brooke couldn't go.
Oh, yeah. Because fucking Brooke was going to be our DD. And I told her weeks in advance to request it off. Yep, I remember. So we had to party at Casa de Keith.
And then we go to order pizza after hanging out and drinking for like quite some time. And we weren't like intoxicated, but we were hungry.
Right.
And it was a couple of hours. And then Keith orders pizza.
And my friend was like, so like, is the food going to be here soon?
And Keith looks.
It was Sunday night. They're closed. Yeah, it still gave us the option to order for some reason.
Took your money.
Oh,
told us
totally
our...
took my money. It was my birthday.
Literally, and I had to be like, Keith, just because it's your birthday doesn't mean it's Saturday.
I kept thinking, I was like, they're open. It's 10 o'clock. It's 10:30 on a Saturday. You were like, Keith, it's Sunday
It's Sunday. And then what do we have to do at the last minute? Scrounge together a Domino's order to make sure it worked. But it ended up working. And then we ended up getting free wings.
That you ate all of them.
I did. I was so
You demolished the whole box.
I had never had like buffalo sauce like that before. And I was like, they're spicy. But I just couldn't stop.
You ate all of them. I think I had one. I was like, spicy. Like Yeah,
and then Brooke finally came over later in the night.
And what did we decide to watch? Like, it's past midnight. It's my birthday. What movie do we land on? But, like, this prequel Scooby-Doo movie, Daphne and Velma, lesbians in high school together. And then we watched it, but no one really watched it except for you. Because, like, yeah. Brooke and I were distracted. We were talking, blah, blah, blah. You were watching it. And the movie was over. And I was like, I literally, like, could not tell you the plot line of that.
And movie. I turn around and I say, wow.
You summed up the entire movie. Every single thing. I was like, damn, you're right. Yeah, that's what happened.
And I think that that was a fun birthday.
It was. And then we woke up the next morning. We watched a couple episodes of stuff and it was fun.
Yeah. And I can't wait to do it again this year.
I know. I can't wait. 29, your, baby.
Your birthday day is what day this year?
Let me look. I think it's like a Wednesday or some shit. Yep. It's a Wednesday. I knew. I like pretended I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know. I think it falls on. Yep, it's a Wednesday.
Okay, well then hump day.
I requested off. The only day I'm working that week would be Monday the 21st, and I took the rest of the week off. So bye.
Perfect. Bye. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to Boston's on Tuesday. Anyone who's listening to the podcast can come. This is an open invitation.
But it has to be approved by me. Yeah.
If we can even go to Boston's, I don't even know if we can.
Yeah, we can. It's open.
Really? With COVID and everything?
Yeah, restaurants are open here. You just need to wear a mask, like, from the hostess stand to your table and then take it off.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
All right. So, Boston's is out.
Wait, they have, like, a patio, though, right?
You want to sit out there December 23rd, bitch?
They got outdoor heaters.
Okay. I don't think it's open in the winter. I'm sorry.
Well, you never know. We never know. They might just have to build a whole enclosure.
Just
point.
For me. Oh, yeah, right. Because COVID. Okay.
I mean, we can make it for you if you want.
I mean, they are. They're waiting.
Yeah, they are. They're doing it.
Exactly. So we'll look into that. If not, we'll order somewhere from that's open. I mean, first of all. And it took me like 2 weeks to get that money back. It was so stupid.
It did. You called the next day and you're like, I need my money.
I did call. And the guy was like, oh, hope we don't lose your business. I was like, give me my fucking refund. Like,
I'll be there tomorrow.
Seriously. I rarely order from that Serrano's. They suck.
You should have just told them to put it on your tab so that you could just come and like order shit off of whatever you wanted.
Just run a bill. No, I always get the one in Mount Clemens because they're better.
Well, now we all, every listeners of the podcast,
there's
now you all reviews. Know.
If you get Serrano's, get Mount Clemens, not the fucking shitty one on Moravian and Garfield. They suck. They do, though, honestly.
We just lost a sponsor.
Serrano's at Moravian and Garfield were sponsoring our podcast. They just drop out. They're like, fuck you guys. We paid you to advertise.
Literally.
But yeah, that's really, I mean, the basic summary of birthdays. Like, I feel like overall we both enjoy them. We like celebrating them. I feel like I go the extra mile for like friends' birthdays. Like, I want them to have a good time, feel special. Like, I feel like I'm a good gift giver, you know, stuff like that.
We'll see October 14th. We'll see.
What's that? You're like, bye. Wait, to quote Keith from the improv episode, you lose.
You lose. What's it to ya?
What's it to ya?
Michael Mimatushi.
I was like, what? I love the improv episode. So, like, we're talking about future episodes, like, having like little segments, like, we can, like, have a main topic, but, like, a halfway point, we can, like, do an improv game or two. We can, like, hodgepodge, like, do past episode topics and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we're, like, always open to your feedback as listeners because we do this.
So, wait, Cece, how do I reach out to our podcast? Like, how do I contact?
God, I'm so glad you asked that I actually have the easiest way you can contact us, and that's via email at the number 2.
Okay.
HOOTZ and a holler.
Yeah.
HOLLER at gmail.com. And, you know, just shoot us an email. It's like texting nowadays, but you're just in a different app.
Exactly.
You know?
It's free to do. I mean,
literally, it's more free than texting because standard data message rates apply when it comes to texting, and you can just use Wi-Fi with your email.
Right. So, like, if our listener in Saudi Arabia or Germany wants to reach out, like, we want to go coastal. Like, please. Oh, wait.
Wait.
Not coastal. Is it?
International?
Yeah. We want to go international. Reach out to us. Even if you want to, like, type it, like, in your native language, like, we can try to translate it, like, we'll work with you, like, just tell us, like, what you want, and we'll do it.
We are here to please, you know, as they say in The Princess Bride, as you wish. We're here to just make sure you laugh as much as we do normally every week, and you know what? We can learn some German, or...
Guten Morgen, guten Nacht.
Exactly.
I sang a German song in college.
I'm taking French right now on Duolingo, and I'm doing an excellent job. I have a 14-day streak.
Okay, tell me something in French that's not basic.
Je m'appelle Stacy.
My name is Stacy. Okay, good job. Duolingo's paying
off. Actually, that was my French degree at Oakland. That was my French class at Oakland. What I did learn is... j'habite New York.
I live in New York.
Yeah. Listen, I'm only 14 days in, okay?
That's a long time.
Yeah, and I've learned how to conjugate a lot of shit, okay?
All right. Well.
On that note, have a happy birthday to anyone whose birthday is today.
On that note, if it's your birthday today, feliz cumpleaños.
I was like, where is he going? Feliz Navidad?
No, it's feliz cumpleaños, Ati. Feliz cumpleaños, Ati.
Feliz cumpleaños, Ati.
Yeah.
Feliz cumpleaños, Ati.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, I said it.
It's the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, good job.
Cumpleaños. Is that it?
Cumpleaños. Cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños.
Yeah, that's birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
It's basically, instead of, like, saying happy birthday to you, they say, like, how many years do you have?
Like, left? No.
You have to guess every birthday. So, instead of, like, in Spanish, like, in English, we're like, oh, how old are you? In Spanish, they say, like, ¿cuántos años tienes? Which means, how many years do you have? Left to live? Yeah. No, they say, like, ¿cuántos
años? I know they celebrate Day of the Dead, but damn.
Right, like, they're really counting down. No, they don't ask how old you are. They say, like, how many years do you have?
Wow.
Yeah, I know Spanish. Whatever.
Wow, I can't wait to learn what it is in French.
Yeah, maybe on week 29 they'll teach you.
You know what? I don't know what this curriculum. I didn't get a syllabus.
Well, it's 14 weeks in. You know how to say "Je m'appelle Stacy."
I said 14 days, so you're the one exaggerating on that end, sir.
Je m'appelle Keith.
Listen, remember, this is a big step for me, because the last time I took French, I got my French teacher fired, so.
That's another podcast, never mind. Anyway.
Oh, well, with that being said, before we get too off topic.
With that being said, keep in touch.
Keep in touch. And you know what? I just want to let everyone know, I hope you have the best birthdays out there. Celebrate your birthday. Who cares if you're getting owner? Who cares if you're getting older? Own it.
That vodka's really,
I had one shot and one drink, okay?
I am not throwing away my shot. Wait, one shot and one mixed drink? So two shots?
No, one shot in a mixed drink.
Okay, you worded that totally wrong, but okay.
Okay, English major.
Yes.
Let me conjugate it.
Let me conjugate that verb, baby.
But anyways, moral of the story, own your birthdays. Well, we went two different places.
Moral of the story is, enjoy your birthday. Keep in touch. A blessing. Celebrate other people's birthdays. Respect what other people like say about their birthdays. They don't want to celebrate it. Okay, just fucking accept that. And keep in touch.
Do all of that. And that's keep it. In touch.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
All right. Well, signing off, episode 7. This is Keith Higgins.
And this is Stack Rap. And we just want to let you know to keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'd fuck the Wansler.